Buddhism and music. First, music and Buddhism. Music gives us the capacity to express deep emotions. Whether through holy hymns or chants of praise, music is capable of uplifting the mind to an almost sublime state. As such, it has a significant role in the promotion of religion. Music has a very important function and a wide range of applications in religions across the world. Music is also mentioned throughout Buddhist writings. The Amitabha Sutra says that heavenly singing and chanting can be heard in the Pure Land as Mandarava flowers softly rain down from the sky. In the Pure Land, one can always hear birds making beautiful, harmonious music. Animated by a gentle breeze, the movements of jewel trees ring out in melodious chords, as if thousands of gentle tunes are being performed in harmony. Upon hearing their song, those present naturally recollect the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Accordingly, all Buddhas and Bodhisattvas are very skilled in utilizing music to teach the Dharma and guide sentient beings to enlightenment. In Buddhism, singing the texts of sutras and praising the virtues of the Buddhas in song have attracted and purified the minds of countless disciples. In one Buddhist text, The Great Perfection of Wisdom Treatise, it is said that for bodhisattvas to purify the Buddha land, they seek out beautiful music, wishing that sentient beings in that land can hear the music and soften their hearts, making them easier to transform. This is why music is given as an offering to the Buddha. In addition to propagating the Dharma, Buddhist music has long been used in weddings, funerals, and other such ceremonies. In this way, Buddhist music plays an integral role in common cultural practices. Venerable Master Tai Shu once said, "Music allows the people of a society to communicate their moods and feelings to each other. If someone plays a tune, it is simple for those listening to understand what mood that person is trying to convey. For society to achieve harmony, it is essential to be able to understand each other's feelings and establish a sense of unity. This is one of the important functions of music. The capacity of music to capture people's attention, touch them deeply, and tug at their heartstrings makes it one of the most beautiful forms of human expression." Chinese Buddhist music utilizes a rich variety of musical instruments during their chants and hymns. Since these instruments are used for Buddhist purposes, they are collectively called Dharma instruments. With the exception of the inverted bell, which originated in India, the instruments used in traditional Chinese Buddhist music are native to China. Instruments such as the gong, large bell, qing, large drum, gu, wooden fish, small cymbals, large cymbals, and Chinese tambourine punctuate both Buddhist and Chinese folk music. In modern practice, Chinese Buddhist music is frequently accompanied by a variety of Chinese orchestral instruments, pianos, or traditional European symphony orchestras. From its humble beginnings, Buddhist music has developed to such prominence that it is currently performed in temples and concert halls throughout the world. It now rivals the majesty of Western Philharmonic orchestras.